Now, yesterday on the programme, we heard about a new book of wartime memories which has been published by a group of patients at a surgery in Kingstainton. It's called My War, and it grew out of a monthly social club run for patients at the surgery. Well, all this week, we're going to hear some of their stories here on BBC Radio Devon. Here is Phyllis Vincent, who was 17 and working in a draper's shop in Torquay when war broke out.
There was always a fear of firebombs, so quite early on we all had to go up to the fire station to be trained and how to fight these bombs if they should fall. And we had to be divided into pairs, and we had to spend a night rostered turn in alone in the shop, the two of us, at night. And if a siren went, we had to go up on the roof with a stirrup pump in case a firebomb fell on the shop.
And did the siren go much?
A siren went all the time. We went up, but we never had a firebomb on the shop. Exeter had firebombs, but we didn't. And when I was about 18 and a half, I was called up, and I wanted to go in the Wrens, but they used to close the services at times, and so I had a choice of factory or land army, so I chose the land army. And eventually I was fitted up with a uniform, and I trained at Exeter, at Pennsylvania, outside of the city. And I can't remember how long the training took, but eventually I was trained. I went to Cockington for 10 weeks, because after I was trained, there was a vacancy there, because the young girl that worked there, they had already had three older land girls there, and she'd broken her leg, so I went while she was getting better. And then I thought I was expecting to be sent somewhere else. But as it turned out, the farm next up to me wanted the land girl, and I went there. And I was there all through the war after that.
What are your memories of just of living as a young woman during the war? Does anything particularly stand out to you?
Well, I suppose as regards food, I was very lucky, because being on a farm, there was milk and there was eggs, and occasionally allowed to have so much from what was killed, and we'd have bacon. What I used to find hard was the siren going every night. You'd be dead tired, because, I mean, we used to work hard, and you get sound asleep, and the siren would go, and you have to spend the night down in the air raid shelter.
Of course, one of the most well-known things that happened in Torquay was the bombing of the church and the loss of the lives of over 20 children.
Oh, yes, 23 children died that night in St Mary Church. But I didn't exactly see the lady killed, because I wasn't looking, but I was cycling into town one day on a day off, and the siren went when I got by the town hall, and I could hear, you got to learn the sound of planes. We all knew a German from one of ours, and I could tell it was a German plane, so I threw my bike against the railings and ran for cover under the town hall, the four pillars that's there, with a lot of other people. We all squashed in there together. And there was a lady coming up the main street, and she was running to go into the Regal Cinema that was opposite at the time. And they got her on the steps, machine gunning across. She was killed. And also a school friend of mine was killed on Babbicombe Downs that way. You know, the plane just come in and straps all across the downs, and she was killed. You just get used to it, you know. You just got to carry on, haven't you?
Phyllis Vincent talking to our South Devon reporter, Sophie Pearce. And we'll hear more of those tales here on BBC Radio Devon tomorrow. Remember, this is essentially a group of patients who attend a social club run by the surgery in Kingstainton, and they've got together to collect, really, their wartime memories. A very interesting project, and, as I say, Sophie bringing us more details of that tomorrow.